Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Jesus and Company. I'm your host, Stacey Rose, and with me is Connie Fox.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Connie. How are you?
Good.
Are you excited? I know I'm excited. This is the final step, step 12.
Yes, this one sounds a little intriguing.
Yeah, we got a little deep there on the last one on some of the issues facing humanity. And now we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit. And I think Jesus gave us a teaser that it's about connecting to him in our sleep, which is, you know, a significant portion of our time here on earth. So I'm excited to hear what he has to say about this. So
it's yeah.
Hi, Jesus.
All right. Hi, Jesus. We're back. Yes. Hello again. This step is to directly connect to me personally during your sleep. Step 12 is another simple teaching or practice that you do a couple moments before you go to sleep. As you are lying down and near going to sleep, think of me and my love for you. See me, you know, watching you lying there in bed from a little distance in the room, but maybe a few feet away or just, you know, near you. Yes, it does not matter. In front of you. Because yes, looking at you, loving you, adoring you, cherishing you as my child, as our father, yes. Simply see me, like in your imagination or kind of visually, feel me, watch me. Watching you, adoringly, loving you. You cannot imagine my love for you to fullness, no. Not even close. But no, I do. No, I am. And see this, feel this before you go to sleep. What is in your consciousness before you go to sleep is extremely powerful. And it creates throughout the night while you are sleeping. It creates. So do this a couple moments before going to sleep. See me, feel me loving you. Watching you lying there and loving you and sending you love. This is all another simple practice, yes. But I want to explain a little more about your state of consciousness. It is your being's awareness, and it is always changing. It can be, you know, more loving, it can be more fearful, and by more loving, I mean it can be more fully aware of itself, of who you really are, beyond the form, behind the form. Before and after your human form, it is this non-physical energy that is who you are, formless energy of full awareness. It is all-knowing, it is all-connected, it is unified. There's no separateness. It is one. You are here on earth to experience this experiencing who you are in a physical form, in a physical world, and the joy of experiencing who you are. You are love energy, our Father, the most beautiful at home feeling you could imagine. It is being home. It is your true home. You can be there now while experiencing on earth in your physical human form. It is only a matter of awareness, bringing this to your mind's awareness, through your mind's awareness. This is your present state of consciousness. It is simply more aware of truth, our Father, your eternal self, who you are. And you can be less aware of it. I want you to become more aware of your true self, our Father. This is my love. He goes, yes, this will connect you to me personally while you are sleeping, seeing and feeling, thinking of my love for you before you go to sleep. He goes, yes, you will connect deeply to me while you are sleeping if you do this. And he just goes, yes.
Okay, easy, simple enough. Can he explain, where do we go? What happens to our consciousness when we dream or when we're asleep? Because I mean, my son sleepwalks, so.
Oh, really?
Somewhere, and he's having an experience in his consciousness, but his body's like walking out the back door. So where do we go?
Yes. Your mind stays in activity. Your body stays in non-activity. Your consciousness is always there, the same. But your physical body is resting. And your mind's consciousness is still active. This is dreaming. Your mind in activity while you are in more non-activity. It is a state of consciousness that is less active, simply put. Just goes, yes, that's it.
Okay, simple enough. Does he have anything else on the 12 steps? Because I have a few kind of wrap-up statements and a couple questions outside of that. So anything else you want to add about the benefits of doing this? Or
He goes, no. Mm-hmm. We will keep it simple, yes. And it is simple. No effort or strain or struggle or challenge is needed. It is so natural to come to our Father. It will create a momentum with these initial steps, implementing them, applying them into your daily life. And it, our Father, will then take over and show you how life can really be, how it is intended to be. Being in love with your life every moment is how you are intended to live, how you can live. You only need to have the desire to awaken our Father within you. This does require your desire and your willingness to give Him a little of your time and attention and energy. And in these different ways will be collectively, rapid progress in doing this. expanding our Father within you. He goes, yes, connecting to him directly and me. And he goes, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to summarize that you have either directly or indirectly confirmed a lot of things that are probably going to make a lot of people on this planet. It's going to tip the world kind of upside down. So let's just go over those real quick. So you were not immaculately conceived. You've confirmed reincarnation. You've confirmed that there's other life in the universe. You've confirmed that it was that you lived and that you absorbed our fear energies permeating into the cosmos that saved us, not your death and resurrection. And that is our purpose to connect with you, God, in our mind's awareness while we are alive and in experience, and that we're not separate from you to begin with. That's, you know, the illusion. And that God is what animates all of our life, all of the forms, all of the beings, and that includes planet Earth. So yeah, anything you want to say on that to people that are going to doubt what we have to say or.
Right. That was a good summary. You've done your homework. Good summary. Yeah. Anything you'd like to comment on, that, he goes, yes, you are welcome to ask me anything. This is why I am here, to give you guidance to truth, to understanding who you are, why you are here, what you are here for, and what you have forgotten. And that I am here for all. I want you all to know that there are no exceptions to this. Ask for my personal support, my personal help, and you will have it. He just goes, yes. I want you all. Can you still see me, Stacy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, something popped up a window. I want you all to come home, to be by my side. You are already, but I want you to know this, to experience this yourself. Yes.
Okay.
So he says, excuse me, he says, it is a time to grow. It is time to grow. No more stagnation. No more devolving, even, or stagnation. It is time to grow to our Father in unison, in harmony, in grace, and fall in love with your lives. Just because, yes.
Well, it all sounds good to me. But I have a question. So he's alluded to this, the Earth is devolving for millions of years. So that just makes me question the human story we've been told, our human history story that we've been told. So, you know, we've pissed off most religions. Let's go for science and historians now, too. Why leave anybody out, right? So I just want to go over.
You're inquiring mind. I like it.
I know. Like, this is what I want to know. This is what I think about. So let's go over. I'm going to look at my notes real quick. Just our human history and the story that we have been told.
Okay. I'm just going to get rid of this window that popped up here on the computer. Okay.
And then we are going to have Jesus give his version of the story. So
okay.
We are told that we came out of Africa, diverged genetically from an ape lineage, that an anatomically modern human form came about roughly like 200,000 years ago, and that we reached our modern behavior roughly 50,000 years ago, that we lived primitively until the agricultural revolution, which was between 8,000 and 5,000 BC. In the Fertile Crescent of Mesopotamia, we developed settlements eventually along River valleys of China, Egypt, India, and then we start getting into antiquity. So we have Greece, we have Egypt popping up around 3000 BC. It gets sacked and raided by the Greeks. The Romans take over around 30 BC, and then we have Christianity rising at about 380. So, and then we have, you know, the culture, we have Senate, we have democracy kind of since then. So can he give us that, his version of that?
Yeah.
I think it's a good for humanity to know the bigger picture of whether that's true, if we're just evolved apes.
Did human beings used to be apes and we've kind of evolved into human beings? Were we actually once humans, once apes? Yeah, he goes, no. It is a different being. Always has been a different being. Humans have always been humans. You did not grow like this or evolve like this. No, you began as human beings. It is understandable, this concept, because how evolution works on Earth. But no, it is not like that. No. The first human male and the first female, human female, were born not as babies. We're born as, you know, like love mates, like partners, soulmates, like husband and wife, and in love with all, each other, their lives, life, God. They were me in fullness, my love in fullness. And ever so slowly, the human form began to dominate or predominate in their awareness, and in time became the primary identity, not the secondary identity, but the primary identity. And then in more time and more time, slowly, the awareness of who you really are beyond the human form, the non-physical part of you, of who you are, has become forgotten. And ignorance has grown. Separation from our Father has grown. And now, many of you do not even know there's more. You've accepted a separate existence filled with disharmony, sickness, and despair, and suffering. I only need you to ask for my help to grow toward awareness of our Father again. And he just goes, yes, I will bring you what you need to grow if you ask me. Yes, no, this is not beliefs. No, this is not, I don't know, a specific country or a specific culture or a specific religion or a specific, you know, it is for all, anyone and everyone. He goes, yes.
Okay.
It is your heart I need.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So going back to the question, pretty much he's saying that the first humans were always in human form and they were already spiritually like fully aware?
Yes, fully aware. Yes.
So which came first, the chicken or the egg?
good question. Like, how did these two, the male and female, become, you know, be on Earth?
How'd they just be there?
Yes. This is how our Father created all existence. His thought manifested physical form. His thought creates. His thoughts are your thoughts when they are not skewed with fear and separation and judgment. Then you have full power to create as I do. I'm wondering if this is why, before we go to sleep at night and we're in less activity and maybe less thinking of the mind, and less in the mind mode or human mode or ego mode perhaps, and maybe for that reason we're more in a place of stillness or pure consciousness, and that makes our state of consciousness before we go to sleep at night more powerful at creating during our sleep. I just kind of wondered that. I mean, is that kind of so, Jesus? Because yes, the more still your mind is, the more power you have to create. Absolutely. I'm going to have to think on that.
Okay, so thought. So are we in a thought of God? I'm still... Is the universe just one giant thought of God?
Because yes. But you all have your own individual thoughts also, and that creates also. Your thoughts can create love, joy, beauty, harmony, and create the opposite. This is a choice you all were given, that we were given, yes. You are creators. You are no less of a creator than I am. You only forgot that you are. This is all.
Okay, so that makes sense. So Buddha talks about enlightenment as the end of suffering. So that is pretty accurate description, would you say?
Yes, yes. You do not identify with the illusion of fear anymore, and suffering does not exist. That is correct.
Okay, so how long can you say humans have actually been on the Earth?
Yeah, millions of years of like Earth human years, millions.
Did we live when the dinosaurs were here? Really? How come we haven't found artifacts? I think like the major scientific avenue says we haven't found human remains or artifacts alongside of dinosaur bones. So they kind of assume we didn't live at the same time. Or
right, the humans weren't here yet when dinosaurs were here. But we were here, or humans were here when there were dinosaurs? He says, yes, long before.
How did the dinosaurs go extinct then and not us?
This is hard to understand, but you had the ability to, sounds interesting, disintegrate your human form, if desired, if wanted, and reappear. This is natural. This is normal. You all have domain over the physical world, including your physical bodies. You have just lost awareness of this. There is nothing you cannot do on Earth and beyond Earth. You can be anywhere that God is. You are God. Remember this. You're only in a physical form now, with the constriction or the constricted human consciousness that is limited right now. Spiritual growth expands this limited consciousness to fullness. You are all God. You can do anything. You have no such thing as limitations. In reality, but slowly, 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 you have forgotten who you are and have accumulated and developed and believed in more and more fear. So your reality includes fear, fearful experiences, limitations, you know, imbalances. He just goes, yes.
So when he said we disintegrated, does that mean like we kind of teleported or, I mean.
Yeah, disintegrated is an interesting choice of words
like
there.
We kind of dematerialized, is that a better word? And then rematerialized somewhere else?
Yes. This is natural.
Where did we go during, let's say, the extinction process of the dinosaurs?
Where you chose to go.
Other planets? Other, what?
This is a lot to wrap around here.
Wait a minute.
You became a non-physical form. Temporarily, if you wanted. You changed locations if you wanted. You are not constricted to being in this one position or spot in this geographic location. It is hard to understand now, yes. But you were more evolved then. So you had not yet lost this ability.
Huh. So we sound like we must have been less dense than we are now. Is that true?
He goes, no.
No? Okay.
Not your physical form less dense, but yes, your energy, the quality of your essence, yes.
Okay, that makes sense. So the less dense and burdened with fear, the lighter our kind of consciousness becomes, and then more, are we going to develop these again? Are we on the road back up?
Yes, absolutely. This is like, why I am here, to encourage this, to encourage spiritual growth, to encourage you to unify with me and on again here on Earth, and to rebuild Earth and heal Earth and help your brothers and sisters grow with you. It is time to grow. This is why we are here now.
All right, that's cool. I can't think of anything else right now. I'm going to absorb this a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Atlantis. Did Atlantis and like Mu or Lemuria exist?
Yes. Another time when you were more evolved. Yes.
But it reached cataclysmic ends, or was there just a physical shift in the Earth? Or I'm not sure how that got destroyed, but were we close to destroying ourselves again then too? And why does this keep happening?
Ah, what a great question. Is there a cycle, Jesus? Like the Atlantis, they all like, I don't know much about it, but I know it's a civilization that were supposedly kind of highly aware beings, or did some pretty amazing things with no technology then or something. And then the whole civilization was kind of wiped out, right? Is that right, Stacey?
Yeah. Well, oh, okay. I heard they were actually pretty from what I read, they were highly technologically. They had a
energy source
or something, and maybe a god force that they used to weaponize. I don't know. That's kind of what I read.
Okay. Yeah, I've only heard.
I don't know if that's true.
Vaguely about it, but can you explain anything? I mean, is there a pattern in humanity, Jesus, where whether it's hundreds of thousands of years or millions of years or hundreds or whatever, but where we kind of continue to reach a time where we, you know, destroy humanity, or obviously don't fully destroy it, but, you know, largely. Yes. Yes. And yes, you're at another one of those times now on Earth. This time, this year. No, like just this time, this moment. and this is why I am here. It is a time where the collective consciousness has become stronger than the collective consciousness of love. The scale has tipped recently, and this creates events, experiences. This creates, you know, our physical, what we manifest on Earth. Yes. And I am here to bring together those who are already interested in spiritual growth and healing and improving your lives and your world and wanting to develop God consciousness again. I am here for you, and I ask each and every one of you to be there for all that come your way, your brothers and sisters, animals, the earth, and help them. You are all one. It is another time, yes, where a massive destruction is near to reduce the growth of fear energy. This is needed to save Earth and to save humanity, and it will. It always does. But it is unnecessary to experience this hardship, this suffering, and this destruction. And you who are listening now, who are interested enough to be listening now and to have been guided to this video now, are the healers and the rebuilders. And you will bring harmony and grace and love and joy back again. And instead of stagnating or devolving on this trend of like stagnation or devolving, you will create a new trend of rapid spiritual growth, and many, many gifts, natural gifts, will enliven within you. Being able to, you know, change forms or change your position, you know, is one of many. Yes.
Okay, so we've kind of touched on that a massive destruction is coming. I think in the last lesson, he's reiterated it here. I think the common rebuttal from this that I get most often is like, well, if you put your energy and if you believe that, then you're going to manifest it. Can you just kind of comment on denial, fear, and
right.
process again?
You can acknowledge truth without being fearful and contributing to fear. It is the fear, not the truth, that is problematic. um, acknowledge what you have created and have the desire to bring healing to all. Healing, forgiveness, compassion. Help the sick and suffering. Help the people that need help. And I will say that a lot more help is coming soon that is not yet here. It is soon. It is through me. And it is a time to prepare, but without fear. No need to fear ever. But to intentionally plan for this time of, you know, destruction coming, more havoc, more disorderliness. To plan for it, to help others be prepared for it. But not in a place of fear, no. In a place of positivity, being positive and caring and helpful and supportive, not with fear, no.
I think that's going to be hard for people to accept right away. I think that's going to ignite...
Well, it's understandable. Yeah, I can understand it from that perspective.
I mean, I get it, but I don't know if everyone will, so.
Right.
Oh, I had a question and I lost it. Oh, his help that he's talking about. Is he referring to disclosure?
What does that mean, disclosure?
The life, the announcing of other life on other planets coming to help.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of that term. Yes. Is it from other loving beings, from other dimensions or galaxies that want to help Earth and humanity? Goes yes. But not only, but yes. They are my helpers. Yes.
Are they to be feared? There's so, like, all of our movies are about, if there's aliens out there, they could just destroy us in an instant. It's all about war and killing them, like,
and scary stuff, right? Scary stuff.
So
I says no. I am bringing more support though to you all on Earth in various ways. It will be needed, and this is one way. Yes, through a particular, you know, species of beings from another, like, you know, universe, I guess, yes, that want to help and that need to help you grow and heal and rebuild and become happy again and living life, you know, filled with our Father's love and light and joy and harmony and music, like from the heart singing, the music from the heart singing. Okay. They are waiting to help you for the right time.
Would you say I've heard the terms Pleiadians and Sirians all kind of thrown out there as specific kind of races of these beings, you could say. Are those accurate?
They exist, yes. It is other beings I'm referring to now, but they exist, yes. Okay. Many.
All right. So there's that. What about, like, okay, since we just went there into this whole category of other life, has United States or any government been working with other types and reverse engineering their technologies and et cetera?
What, like have any beings?
Like grays, like there's different versions, like there's reptilians and grays, and supposedly the, you know, government has collected their crashes or...
Oh, or maybe have some.
And then reverse engineered their technology to, you know, cause more mass destruction.
Right. Is this so, Jesus? Yes. Is that it?
I think we should leave that one alone.
Any further comment, Jesus? He just says no, but he says yes to that. Yeah.
That's scary. So that means we can take our levels of aggression into the universe, probably.
Now, what exactly are you referring to,
Stacey? I'm talking about the U.S. military taking their, you know, giant war machines out into the universe.
Oh, right. Okay. I just want to, yes.
Okay, we better stop that topic. There's a very large black budget, and they're probably under tight lips. So let's not talk about that anymore. But I don't want men in black showing up at my door. Okay, so you've seen that the range or scope of questions, there is no question that can go unasked. So we encourage everyone to bring their questions, to review the material that is in Connie's books. He does talk about some of this stuff. This is kind of the most advanced I think he's gotten on this topic of extraterrestrial life. But
well, yeah, just because you're asking about it. I mean, usually there have been times here and there where Jesus will come out and say that's not something to know about right now, but it's quite rare. And you know, usually, you know, he's, you know, very happy or willing to, you know, answer our questions. That's why he's here, you know, communicating through me. That's why we're here doing this, you know, probably why you got inspired with his desires, his desire for this, Stacey, and to make him available to other people that have, you know, questions or would like some guidance in their life. Of course, he's always interested in imparting knowledge that helps people grow spiritually, needless to say. You know, it's all about healing and growing spiritually, and him wanting to promote that and induce that and encourage that. Give us, you know, guidance on how to do that more effectively.
And we're giving them the opportunity. So we are going to start doing a webinar format because we can accept a large amount of people. So if you want to join us, we have set our launch date for October 15th. 10 a.m. Eastern. It's a Saturday as our first show, and we will probably do a week after that if you can't make Saturday. But we're not going to schedule more than a week in advance because he said not to. So who knows what's coming with this, but hopefully share it if you found any of these steps helpful, enlightening of the mind and just with knowledge. And we look forward to seeing you on the 15th of October 2016 at 10 a.m.
Right. And I also want to welcome, of course, when we start the daily webinar show, you know, people that are starting to implement or apply these steps into their life, you know, if they have any issues or questions about it, you know, and I'd love to hear how it's going, you know, successes or if there's any challenges, you know, perhaps if that's possible to, you know, definitely welcome you to, you know, ask Jesus and get his direct answers or guidance about it. That's why he's here. So just definitely wanted to, yeah, make that
good
invitation.
It'll
also be interesting connecting with others because I'm starting to apply these as well and doing my homework. And it's always, you know, it's always nice connecting with other people and, you know, interested in spiritual growth, and we can help each other learn and share experiences. So, you know, I look forward to that on a personal level too. So
yeah, we're all in this together. And even though we call it a roadmap, we already have this consciousness. It's already there. It's not something that we should be, you know, necessarily seeking, because that means it's outside of ourselves. But he has made the point that it's already there. You've just kind of temporarily lost or forgotten it. So we're just helping to peel back the layers to what's already there, which is your true state, your true reality, your true self, your God consciousness. So
Perfectly put, Stacey.
On that note, I think we're going to wrap for today. I'm super happy to bring you this whole process. All 12 steps are complete. So we are on to the live shows next. I hope you enjoy and can share this with loved ones or anyone you feel would be interested or benefit. So thank you, Connie.
Thank you, Stacey. And I look forward to October 15th.
All right. I'll see you then.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye, Jesus. Thank you.